following is the President's Speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wednesday, December 29th, 1948.
There seemed to be some question as to whether this train would stop here. My good friend Al Herring called in. After several long-distance calls and planning, we got a hold of the President's Speech, and they said, by all means, we must stop in Tulsa, and we have to be here. Now, at this time, as a chairman of the Oklahoma Democratic Central Committee, I'm happy and glad to have the honor to present to you one of your own, a man of this district who will be and will serve with your help on the next Supreme Court of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. A.P. Johnson. Mr. Johnson. Then we have another citizen on the air whom you all know. A man who will represent the first district in the Congress of the United States at the next session of the Congress. Mr. Dexter Gilmer. Dexter Gilmer.
Thank you. Thank you, Dexter.
Then we have a man whom I believe and I know you agree with. He will be our next United States Senator from Oklahoma, and he will do a good job representing the Democratic Party. The Honorable Robert F. Stern. And fellow Democrats, I'm happy and honored this time to present to you the governor of the great state of Oklahoma, Roy J. Turner.
Thank you.
My fellow Oklahomans, it's indeed a privilege for me to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States. Thank you very much, Governor. I appreciate that introduction, and I certainly appreciate this turnout and this session in Tulsa. It certainly is a compliment to the President of the United States to have you come out this way to see and hear what he has to say. I just had the privilege of stopping over in Claremore a while ago and presenting your wreath to Will Rogers to the memorial over there. I understand that your sister, Ms. McSpadden, lived in this town for a long time, that he was a frequent visitor here while he was alive. I also understand that the first oil well in Indian Territory was found here, and it's found at a depth of 31 feet. How much would it be now if we could drill some of these big oil wells and strike at 31 feet? We'd have plenty of oil in that case because we could get the pipe and everything it takes to make one operate nowadays. I suppose that well probably costs $50. And well, and nowadays, you can't even get the first section drilled for less than $100,000. But this country now is vitally interested in the farm situation. And it's the only to become vitally interested in the farm situation, and it affects you right here. This last Congress did everything it possibly could to wreck the Democratic Farm Program, which has been in effect since 1933. That program was instituted for the benefit of the farmer, and it has benefited the farmer, because the farmer in 1933 had an income of $4,500,000,000, and the farmer last year had an income of over $18 billion in this country. There isn't a farmer in this country who's not better off now than he was in 1932. That year, 117,000 farmers were kicked off their farms by foreclosure. Last year, there were less than 800. The farmers reduced their debt by 50% in this Democratic administration of the last 16 years. And the farmers looking after his own interest, just as the labor man can look after his own interest, he can't do anything in the world. But send Dixie Gilmer to the Congress and send Bob Kerr to the Senate. And then I'll have somebody I can work with. I certainly appreciate your turnout and I want to compliment you on this nice band. And I'm certainly glad to see the young people come out and listen, because the next generation is the one on which this country is depending. And this election will affect the next generation and the generation after that if it goes the wrong way. Because these Republicans want to turn the clock back. You don't want to see that done. If you don't, get out there on election day and vote. You pile up the biggest majority Oklahoma has ever given the Democrats. And that'll be a notice to the world that we're going forward and not backward. Wonder how you'd like to meet my family. against the bathroom.
Hello, Mr. Bennett.
About Adam Margaret.
Turn out this way, and I'll see you.